Hello. Yes, this is Peter here.
Is there?
Yes. Are you at the bank?
Yeah, I've drawn the money out.
Drawn the money?
I was only able to draw 550.
You have only able to put the 560. And where are you at the bank?
Pardon?
Where are you at the bank?
That's all I had in the account.
No, I'm asking you, where are you at the moment? Are you at the bank or somewhere else?
Yeah, on opposite sitting on the seat on the other side of the road.
Okay. Now listen to very good. Now just hold on for a moment. Now, do you have got any nearby Western Union store? Like, do you know this place, which is Australia Post, 21 Murphy Street, Wangaratta. Do you know this place?
What street is it on?
21 Murphy Street.
Post office, yes.
Yes. Do you know this place?
That's the post office, yes.
Yeah, that's the post office I'm talking about. Now, listen to me very carefully. I'm sorry?
I do know.
Yes, right. Yes, now the thing is that basically what has happened through your bank account and through your personal details, that somebody from the overseas countries, from China, Nigeria, and India, they are the hackers who have tried to steal your money for several times from your bank account, all right, using your personal and using your personal information. And the most of the peoples are coming from India. Now, do you know anyone in India? I said that, do you know anyone in India?
No, nobody.
Because as I can see that the hackers who have tried to steal the money, the hackers are belongs to India, okay? And they are the people who have already tried to steal the money. Now, we have suspect and we have founded the bank account details of that person who is belongs to India. All right. Now, we know that the hackers, that person is belongs to India, but we don't have got any proper evidence for that. And I believe you know that without any evidence, we can't catch anyone and we can't blame anyone like this. Correct? So we need to collect the proper evidence that, yes, he is the person who is trying to steal your money. Now, in the meantime, what we're going to do, we will going to provide you the funds that you have withdrawn it, but it will gonna get back onto your account after 24 hours. All right. So what we need to do, what we will gonna do, we will gonna provide you the bank account details of that person who is belongs to India, of the hacker. Okay. So what you need to do with that money, you need to go to the Australia, that post office, and tell them that you want to make a transfer through the Western Union to India, okay? And I will going to provide you the bank account details of that person. You can write it down, that detail, and tell them that you want to send this money to this person in India. Now, whenever the person in India, the hacker, whomsoever is trying to steal your money, he will gonna go ahead and try to withdraw that money. That moment of time, the local cops in India, they will gonna go ahead and arrest that particular person, okay, who is trying to steal your money.
Yes.
Okay. So one thing to do, like, you just do one thing. You go to a place and Just do one thing. Do you have got any pen and a paper with yourself?
Have I any? Sorry?
Pen, do you have got any paper or any pen with yourself?
Yeah, I got a pen, just a minute, and... yeah, I've got an old medicine casting, so just a minute. Oh, hang on. I gotta listen. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So what we will gonna do, let me generate the account details of that person who is belongs to India. Okay. Then what I'll do, I'll provide you the details and you need to go to that that post office and you need to tell them that you want to make a transfer of $550 in India to the Western Union. Okay. So I haven't got the details yet. So once I get the details, I will gonna let you know so they can write down the details. Okay. So just allow me some moment. I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment. And how much time it will take if you go to that post office? How much time it will take?
It'll take me less than 5 minutes.
Less than 5 minutes. All right. So you do one thing, I'm putting you on a hold for a moment, then I'll get back to you within 5 minutes, okay? So just stay on the line. All right.
Okay.
Yep.